We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to Shaar HaYirah, the first chapter, page Kuftet Vav, the first chapter of the Shaar HaYirah. We're concluding the first chapter, and he had described that there are two types of Yir'ah. There is Yir'ah, the fear of God that stems from a low level of fear. A person is scared of sinning, he's scared of the punishment. And then there's a higher level of fear, which stems from the perception of who he's standing before. And even if he wouldn't have to worry about any punishment, the mere fact that there is such a great distance, such a great gap between us, so that in and of itself instills the fear in a person. And he says that really it's an evolvement. One must first have the first type of fear, and only then can he approach learning, and as he gets wiser and understands more, he can develop the second type of fear. When it comes to this level of fear, that's what the wise man King Solomon promised in the book of Mishlei of Proverbs and said, my son, if you take my sayings, my teachings, my mitzvos, you hold on to, if you hearken your ear to wisdom and you tilt your heart towards understanding, if you call out to understanding, and seek it like silver, and search for wisdom as you would for a treasure, then you will attain that final level of being a God-fearing person. Meaning, you need a basic level of being a God-fearing person in order to attain any form of wisdom, as we discussed at length in the beginning of the chapter. And then, as a person grows in his knowledge and understanding, if he really seeks out understanding, then he can attain that higher level, kiazi bakaka shacharoho, because then his light will break forward like the sun in the morning, ladat elakuto lavin yirato, to know Hashem, to know God and understand the real fear, the essence of a true fear of Hashem, which is where a person can evolve to. And that brings us to a close of the first chapter.